Okay, now it's working. Mr. Chairman, thank you very much for hearing this bill today. Certainly, Assemblyman Dighton, Vice Chair, and other members of the committee. This legislation is something that was originally proposed several years ago. However, it was not moved along through the legislature. However, I believe that we have some significant compromises on this legislation with folks that it may have hurt, and that's very important to us because the folks that it may have hurt actually are good, loyal suppliers of my members, and you'll hear from Eric in a few minutes. To give you a background on this legislation, over the years, the major oil companies traditionally owned the real estate and then leased it to the small business owner, and they charged what is known as dealer tank wagon, DTW. And the price zones that they set up for DTW could have literally been blocks away from, you know, one Exxon station to another, or a mile away. There never seemed to be a rhyme or reason. And Assemblyman Dighton, you mentioned 8 cents a gallon. If it was 8 cents a gallon difference, it may be difficult for me to even come here. However, over periods of time and certain times in the market, the price difference charged to one lessee dealer to another could be as much as 40 cents. We've been documenting some prices from some suppliers. Recently, we have some documented as high as 26 cents. I've brought several members with me here today that own same brand locations and are charged different prices. Now, here's what the problem is. The consumers that purchase in those locations are forced to pay those prices. Now, besides the fact that it's not competitive for the small business owner, the consumers that do go there, they are just forced to pay those prices. If I am a particular brand station, and I'm going to just use Exxon because it's a popular brand, but if I own an Exxon station and I'm buying something for $1.50, and we all wish that gas was still $1.50, but I'm going to use that as an example, and I then need to make 10 cents and I charge my customers $1.60. If the Exxon station down the street from me is paying $1.70, he's already buying it 20 cents a gallon more. He must charge at least 20 cents a gallon more. And then the fact that he's not competitive causes the actual volume that he sells to be reduced. So to make up what he needs to be profitable, he now has to increase his profit margin. So what we see happening in these locations is customers can be paying 20 or 30 cents a gallon more for the same brand. Now, we do wish to exempt, and we offered those amendments. They did not come through with OLS, and this is what we just discussed with the chairman, to have them to have this amended on the floor. There are people, there are small business owners. They may own the property. They may own the dirt that the gas station is on, and they have a contract. They make a contract with a supplier of Exxon product, and they signify in that contract what the price they are going to pay is based on a wholesale number that we call the rack price. That's the rack is where the trucks fill up. Well, that is a negotiated price between that small business owner and the supplier. This bill will cover only those that have a take-it-or-leave-it price. You are the dealer in this location, and this is our price today, the arbitrary price we set, the dealer tank wagon, and you will pay it. And you do not have a choice. You do not get to negotiate that. The part we're taking out of this legislation is something that says except for competition. However, there's nothing competitive in the legislation as in the statute that exists now. Because if one supplier charges 30 cents a gallon more, that's not being competitive. So we want to remedy that. We want to make sure that certainly the consumers that purchase from these locations no longer have to endure this, and we want to certainly ascertain a competitive environment for those small business owners. We've asked for an exemption for any suppliers that own or lease less than 75 locations. Why? Because those smaller suppliers, they're not offenders. They don't do this to the small business owners that operate the stations. The offenders are those big boys. One of them, or several of them, are major names that you know. Several of them are suppliers that sell the major brands. And we need to eliminate this. This is a very pro-consumer bill. The amendments that we have asked for have been very friendly negotiated between Eric's organization and mine, because Eric's members sell, they're some of the suppliers that sell to my members. We encourage our members to do business with his members because they're good small businesses, mom and pops, and they are actually affected by this as well. So we wanted to make sure that we took them out to make no harm to them. Maybe before Eric goes, I'd like just for two of my members to tell you what they experience in their businesses.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Joe Osello. I've been in the business for 39 years, and I own three Sunoco sites. Of course, I purchase all my product through Sunoco, and at every single site, I get a different price. That price can range up to 20 cents a gallon difference. Of course, I have to pass it on, as Sal said, to the consumer. And also, as he said, my volume drops considerably when I can't compete against other locations. My overhead expenses don't change. So I have to go into my pricing matrix and make up the difference somewhere, somehow, to keep the business alive. I think that everybody playing in the same ballpark with all the same rules would be a benefit to the consumers.
Thank you, Mr. Osello. By the way, the three different locations that you have, how far away are they from one another?
Sorry about that. That's the interesting part. I have two in the same town on opposite ends of the town. And it's very difficult for me as an independent business person because I know these people in these towns, this town. And I get phone calls all day long. Well, how come you're 10 cents higher on this side of the town? You're trying to get rich on us, you know, that kind of stuff. And I have no control over it. It is what comes through, and that's what I pay.
Thank you very much. Questions or comments for Mr. Osello?
Is there a fear on your part that if this goes through, that your distributor may actually raise prices for the other two that are lower than that third one where it's higher, where it may, the prices may actually go up from the distributor who sells you the fuel that he'll sell to you all at that 10 cent or 20 cent higher price?
Well, I buy direct. I'm not through a distributor.
I mean directly.
So if they are, if this bill is passed and everybody is charging, you know, the same price throughout the town, I'm not competing against myself or other, you know, Sunoco stations in my area. And, you know, I believe that the market will set itself with the other suppliers as well, because they're going to have to play in the same field.
Right.
So I don't think it's going to interfere in that way.
All right. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, if I could supplement that answer to the Assemblyman, let's just say that this bill passes and Sunoco was then not permitted to charge 10 cents less in one location than, or 20 cents less, as you know, Mr. Osello testified to, and they said, well, okay, then we'll just be 20 cents higher, then that means that all of their branded locations throughout the state would be so significantly uncompetitive that would definitely stop them from selling any gasoline. Because what we're trying to do is put the competition back in. Mr. Verma?
Okay, thank you. I think that's a good point that the Assemblyman makes. You don't want the consequences to be that the prices rise for everyone, but I also understand what you're saying as well. Yes, sir. Welcome.
Having me, and I just want to reiterate, basically, I have three LukeOil locations, and I know you asked the question. Two of them happen to be within 4 miles from each other, and at any given time, for the same product supplied by the same trucking company, by the same company, I see a difference of as high as 13 cents, and that, again, to reiterate that, I have to pass that on to the consumer. So from one location to the other, they're paying different prices, and again, that brings the volume down. To make the volume back up, you're raising the price again. So at times I've seen myself seen that price has gone as far as, from a selling point, as high as 20 cents. And I don't think that's fair for the same product and the same services that we're giving.
Thank you very much, and thank you for coming in here today.